At their January 7th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, West Virginia Division of Forestry Ranger Z. Collins requested that the board grant the division a permanent 700-foot-long deeded right-of-way through the Pocahontas County High School campus. He provided a letter to the board from Travis Miller, the division's state land manager, requesting this so that the forestry division could upgrade an existing road and use it for division personnel only to have better access to the remote Mitchell Mountain area of Seneca State Forest. Board member Justin Dilley said he talked with the school's forestry teacher, Scott Garber, and relayed some of Garber's as well as his own concerns about the board granting this easement. Dilley questioned Ranger Collins about whether, once the easement was deeded, would the board retain the authority to post a right-of-way that now belonged to the state. Collins said he did not know the answer to that. However, the easement would be gated and locked both on where it entered the school property from the state road by the school and where it entered the state forest boundary. Dilley said that while that might keep unauthorized vehicles off the right-of-way, it would not prevent armed hunters or other unauthorized persons from parking near the school and walking through the campus on the right-of-way. Dilley said that Mr. Garber was worried about the effect this would have on wooded lots along the right-of-way that his forestry classes have been using as teaching areas for forest management and timber cruising. Garber had also expressed concerns that upgrading the road would change the remote nature of the training he was providing his students, and that it might involve removal of unique trees he uses in his classes. Board President Walker said that he understood there was even one extremely rare American chestnut tree in that area. Ranger Collins said that the Division of Forestry would be willing to modify the route and possibly even agree to not remove any trees, and would be willing to walk the area with Mr. Garber to find a workaround and possibly satisfy Garber's concerns. Since the project would not be done for a couple of years anyway, the board tabled any action on approving this right-of-way at this meeting until Mr. Garber is able to meet with the Division of Forestry and possibly work out these details, and the board would reconsider it following that. The new student representative to the board, Jared Liptrap, introduced himself and delivered his report, in which he said that the PCHS student body section at the recent basketball tournament in Raleigh County won the $500 prize for displaying the most school spirit. In his superintendent's special recognition, Terrence Beam said that the PCHS forestry team would be recognized at the West Virginia State Board of Education in Charleston for winning the national forestry competition, and he would be in attendance at that. He also said that this was the 7th national championship won by the forestry team. Also in his report, Mr. Beam said that they were looking into building a shelter at Marlinton Middle School so that students would be out of the weather while waiting to board school buses, and that this has become necessary since the post office was now locking their lobby due to vandalism so students can no longer go there to escape the weather. The board approved the usual financial reports and authorized paying the West Virginia State Auditor's Office $20,070 to conduct the required audit of the board's financials. They approved Megan Lucart to be a volunteer cheerleading coach at Hillsborough Elementary School. They approved a short personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. During the matters of the board portion of the meeting, member Justin Dilley asked about the status of the wheelchair lift installation at PCHS. Mr. Beam said delivery had been delayed, but it should be received and installed by Thursday, January the 10th. Joe Walker said that the new septic system has been installed and it would go into use at PCHS on Tuesday, January the 8th. The board ended the meeting with an executive session to discuss a personnel matter. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.